Hey, that's tough all day. Looks like they never get tired, brother. Oh, shoot.
He was selling some. He had bananas and potatoes and beans and peppers and all that kind of stuff. I thought it was from down to the muck, you know. I thought he come from down there. What do you say? He come up here to... Up the way Mr. Rogers have pickups at.
Oh, Waldo.
Waldo. Now, I know if he had come up there, he got them from down there, you see, and had them.
Yeah.
2 or 3 days, you see.
Yeah.
And I bought them looking nice. And I was going to fix them yesterday. I got them out and fix them. They cook them for your supper. And the old beans are so tough and withered up so I just couldn't bother with them.
You mean just one day?
I had got them Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, day is Tuesday. That's right.
Next day after you got them.
Yeah.
Reckon you'd be back?
I don't know. He might. He might be back next Sunday. He come on Sunday. I don't know why he come on Sunday.
Be nice if somebody would come along, you know. It's good vegetables.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking for some good vegetables. If somebody come along, I'll get some beans and fix them for y'all.
But you know, if they've got good ones, they wouldn't have to peddle them, would they?
No.
Somebody would be right there waiting for them.
No, I wouldn't have to peddle them. It sure will. I mean,
yes,
it certainly will.
You just hope, just wish that some of them would peddle a little bit more.
Yeah, I made sure they looked down. He must have had them sprinkled.
Yes.
Keep them fresh, you know, while he was peddling.
Yeah.
I put them right in the box the minute I got them.
Didn't they, how long will beans stay out if they're fresh, if they're good beans? How long will
good beans?
Yeah.
About 3 days, 3 or 4 days.
After that, they start going down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you sort of keep them sprinkled, or if you keep them refrigerated, it'd be different.
Yeah.
That was, some fella used to bring fish by here.
Fish?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is he quit?
Yeah, he quit. I don't know why. Maybe he couldn't get any.
I'll go down there and buy them myself.
Yeah.
All right. Get a barrel of fish.
Yeah, they'd be a saltwater fish.
Yeah, saltwater fish.
Mm. Yeah, they used to have fish up there. It's saltwater, but most everybody wants freshwater fish.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, most everybody wants freshwater fish.
Oh, that's Bernard. Well, good evening there.
Oh,
well, how do you do? Come on in here.
I thought I couldn't get nobody. That's all right, Mr. Myers. I'm just here for a minute or two.
You be here. You go on and sit down. I was just waiting for you to come. I thought I wondered. I hadn't seen you all so
long. Well, I was just telling this. I said, well, I wonder what's wrong with Mr. Myers. I saw him out there with the tractor on Sunday.
Miss Liza. Go ahead.
He don't have to do that on Sunday. I said, but of course, a lot of people go to church on Sunday, and then when they come back Tuesday, that's Monday. I mean, Sunday evening, that's Monday.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I know you don't do that.
Well, I have done it.
But you learned better. You're not going to do that.
Well, I tell you, I thought Miss Bessie would sort of help me out on that.
Well, she didn't tell me a word.
She didn't say a word about
no,
it?
No, she didn't. And I said, well, I'll have to see Mr. Myers.
Well,
I don't want
tell you what, I didn't think about that until Monday.
You did.
And then I come tell me what happened. The boy over there did it. The boy that, you know, that lives there in that trailer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I didn't caution him. I didn't tell him, you know. I actually come down there and showed him how to do it.
Well, you were as bad as he was.
Yeah, I forgot. I just was glad to get it done. You know, them old holes there, you
Yes, I know they're bad where the rain washes them out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's such a thing as you will do things like that because you say now the ox is in the ditch. So that ox was in the ditch that day.
Well, he'd been in the ditch there for a little good while. That wasn't nothing new.
Well, you were trying to keep him out of that ditch.
I ain't got an excuse on that. Really.
Well, when you been to see Miss Anna?
I've been up there. I was there Sunday.
You were?
Afternoon. And she was just sitting up as big as a tree.
Yes, she was doing fine, Mr. Miles.
When was you up there?
I was there one. Well, it's been a good while, but I told her I was coming up there one day this week. She wants me to come and read for her, but my eyes are so bad, Mr. Miles. I don't do no hardly any reading, for all the reading go together.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't. I tell her I like to go and talk to Miss Anna. We just get up there and just talk. We just have church almost.
Yeah.
She likes that. She likes it.
Well, I've gone up there and offered to read to her, you know, but
yeah.
I never do.
Well, she likes somebody to come and read to her, and she likes that. But I'm.
Well, you know what Miss Jane says?
What?
After you get up there, she'd rather talk.
Oh, yes, that's right. Miss Anna likes to talk. She likes to talk.
So we just sit there and talk. She does. She does most of it.
Yeah,
more than I
do.
She got more to talk about than I have.
Well,
she knows more things.
Well, I reckon she's been here a pretty good while.
Well, she remembers.
Yeah, she's got a good memory.
She can remember way back, and she remember yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
She remembered all.
She can go back. She really can. Now, I've heard her tell, you know, when she was a young lady, when they moved here, she said that they brought every piece of that lumber, she said, on a raft and unloaded it right down there on Orange Lake. I hear her tell that.
Hmm.
They brought all that lumber. Yeah, from I don't know. She did.
Oh, it. Yes. They had those canals and all.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she said they brought it. Brought it on.
How do you know?
Yeah, through that way. Well, Miss Anna is the oldest liver here that I know of.
Is she the oldest one?
Oldest one I know of. I don't know of anybody else. You know, her and Mrs. Over there, you know.
Miss P.K.?
Uh-huh.
Miss Edna?
They're the oldest settlers around here that I know of.
That's right.
Of course, Miss Anna was here ahead of her, you know. Because Miss Anna come here in her younger days before she was married. She come here.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Myers, I had a birthday the other day. I didn't have a birthday. I wouldn't tell nobody. I didn't want to. I just wanted it to pass on by as though it hadn't been here.
Yes, and not to cause any comment.
Yes, and I wouldn't tell nobody. Miss Jane said I ought to have a whipping. But I told her, well, you know, Miss Jane, it just seemed like Mr. Myers, I just couldn't take it. And so I didn't tell nobody. I wanted it to pass on over.
Oh, that's for the children, you see. Them.
Yes, it is. They like that, but I don't care for it. Yeah, children is crazy about birthdays.
Oh, they are.
Presents and things, but I didn't want that. Yeah, I expect me and Miss Anna and myself is two of the oldest settlers right around here. I don't know of any. Well, we are. I don't know of anybody else that's as old as we are living around here. Of course, Miss Anna's in her 96 now, isn't she?
I guess she is.
I believe her last birthday was 95.
I believe you're right.
Yeah, she's in her 96. And I'm going in my 93
Miss Anna,
Nothing like it.
But she,
no.
She might
but
clear.
She can get up. And go. She can get up. She can get up and walk in the dining room and get her her dinner, her meals. She does.
Well, let's have a party. We just have a party.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Come on in.
Miss Bettis is eating supper, and here we all interrupt her.
Eating?
She was trying to when I come up.
Oh, she was?
I was eating a sandwich.
Yeah.
Ah. Well, how am I? No, ma'am, sit right down there. I know you're younger than I am.
Well, I know that.
Nothing sweet.
Hides the better half.
Going walking up back up in Arthur's. They say, want to see Arthur's.
Oh. Well, Arthur's home, I think.
How's everybody?
All right. How's your lady?
She's no better, no worse.
Just about to see.
Yeah. But I mean, today I had a laugh and I said, you was hanging out with Mr. Merckx last night, now you're sleeping all day. I said, you see, when you go out at night, you keep you out too late and you can't stay awake. She went to sleep. Going to square dance.
Yeah.
Got her sitting up there.
Why
he dance?
Well, that amuses her. That amuses
her. Well, she liked to go. Oh, Lord, 2 o'clock yesterday, I said, I'm going to dress you. I said, but not now. I said, it's too early. I said, you got to get a nap. So I had taken her to the bathroom. I said, you want to go to the bathroom? She said, I said, well, what you want? I said, I know what you want. I said, you just wait. I'm going to get you dressed. I said, in time. So when the stores was off, I went on in and I dressed her, and then I put her in the chair, you know, I put the chair aside. And
She was all ready.
Oh, she was all ready to go. She's satisfied. I didn't got her clothes on. So I, she don't care just since she's riding, just since she's going.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel sorry for her. I mean, you know, because she can't talk. Can't tell you anything.
Why do you reckon she's like that?
She's this, I call it a stroke, but they say this Parkinson's disease.
Oh. I don't know what that is, but that's it.
Well, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's it.
But, you know, he said, you know, Bess, some people shake with it. Well, we call it a positive.
Yeah.
But I say it's a stroke because it affected her throat.
Uh-huh.
See, she can't talk.
How long has that been? Some time.
Well, she's had this sickness before they came down here. And they've been over there now 3 years, he said.
Oh.
Mm. He said, I went to work there in July, last of July. Like it must have been in August that he's talking. He said, well, Bessie, 2 years ago, said Lois was standing out there by that tree, one of the little trees looked like the mimosa trees.
Uh-huh.
Said she's standing out next to that tree, said 2 years ago, so now I don't know if she fell there or what. But my idea, she would have been helped a lot because I think, he said, you know, she's had so many falls. See, he used to leave her by herself so much.
Mm-hmm.
So be down in the devilish grove and whatnot.
Yeah.
And maybe she'd want to go to the bathroom and nobody to take her, and she's thinking that she can get up and go and she'd fall. So he said he'd come in on many days and found her laying on a puddle of blood.
Ooh,
now, Miss Betty told me here the other day, she was over there, said she happened to be coming from Gainesville one day. She'd been in to see her sister-in-law and say, oh, I'll stop by and see Lois, because that's their good friend.
Mm-hmm.
And say Miss Mikes was out on that porch, on the screen porch, concrete porch, in a puddle of blood, had fallen. Well, now, I said, he know not to leave her on concrete.
He ought to.
See? So he said that once she fell and hurt herself, so Dr. Strain had to take 4 stitches somewhere up in her head.
Mm.
But he was too stingy to pay somebody to take care of her.
Well, it must have been that when he was able to do it.
That's all it is. He's just too stingy. He told me the other day it was 2 little pieces of candles, about that long, in the candlestick holder. And now it was bent over, so I laid it out on, I put it up on the heater, thinking it would melt, like straighten it out. He said, Bessie, you're going to have to let that stay there a long time. I said, Mr. Merckx, if you're asking me, you need to get some new candles. He said, oh, Bessie. He said, you're too wasteful. I said, oh, Mr. Merckx, you're too stingy. And she just laughed. I said, oh, Mr. Merckx, you're too stingy.
Now, is he the one that lives down there on the lake?
On the
that
point.
View?
On the point. No, he lived in the office.
In the office?
Uh-huh. Yeah. You see, now, those other places...
You right there at the landing strip.
That's right. Uh-huh. You're right there where they got the boat ramp.
I thought he's pretty well off. Have all that property down there.
You don't have to worry about him.
Don't you, Bessie?
You don't have to worry about him.
But he wants to sell you them candles.
He want to sell you them candles, and he want to sell everything else. I said, no wonder the poor old soul was sick. I mean, oh, she used to be so pitiful when I first went there, of things, you know, would happen with the stomach and everything. But she's doing nicely now. I mean, you know, she just can't walk and can't talk. And one day I put her in the car and brought up the Nettie's, and I brought two skirts. Because I kept telling him, Mr. Merckx, I said, he said, Bessie, here's a pretty skirt. Can you think you can wear it? I said, I can't get my side in that skirt. He said, well, Lois, he was so sure she wasn't going to live. Mm-hmm. He says, here's a lot of things here. You go through them. And you pick out things, see. And your mother had the first preference. I like to say, well, now my mama bigger than me, and I know. So I said, now this is a beautiful skirt. And, you know, it just need to be fixed. It's one of those beautiful plaids, you know, pleated all around. So I said to him, I said, Mr. Merckx? He said, yeah. I said, you know, you need to get somebody to take this skirt up. It's too big. And, you know, with the dresses being so short now,
yeah,
it's almost down to her ankle, look like.
I should see.
And I said, it's really too big for her. Because the skirt, she had a coat suit there. Well, I had pinned that coat suit, that skirt to that suit, so she could have something kind of warm to put on. And I said, I'm going to tell you, I'm no dressmaker. I can't sew. I said, I can sew up a little run or something. I said, but come down to taking up something. I said, this skirt, it'll have to be taken off from the waist. I do know that. So he said, well, maybe I can get Mrs. Martin. So I called Mrs. Martin one day and was talking to her. She said, oh, Bessie, I don't know anything about, you know, taking up a skirt. See, now, I can do little things, but a nice skirt like that, I wouldn't dare tackle it. I said, well, I know what I'm going to do. I said, I'm going to take it up to Nettie's. She said, where is that? I said, up to Leslie's. She said, yeah, that's what you do. I said, that's because they do alteration. So I told her, Miss Merckx, I'm going to take Miss Merckx's two skirts out to Leslie's and let her take them up. So I put her in the car and come on up to Lynette's, and I took her in, and she's just as happy. So she said, Bessie said, you know, said she looked like she's so glad and so happy to see you. I said, she's like a baby when I go there in the morning. She'd be laying up there looking out in the hall, and as soon as I get past that door, she'd throw that hand up.
Is that right?
And Monday morning.
So nice.
And Monday mornings, just good to say I haven't seen anybody since you left. I mean, you know, she's just that glad to see me. But I laughed at her, and my leg was hurting me so bad one day, and just... Well, I can understand a person used to, that's a cat, mm-hmm. been used to doing for themselves and all of that. I think I can do something and I can't. Well, you know, you get kind of cross. People when they're sick, they get very cross.
Yeah.
That's why it takes patience with a sick person.
Yes, it do.
So my leg was paining me. And I had taken her to the bathroom, and just as I got back and set her down, she was pointing. Well, seeing the doctor had told me to stay off it. If I didn't, I wasn't being off it enough. Uh-huh. He said, all the medicine you take is not going to do any good if you don't keep off it. And I said, well, I just have to stay off it more, even though if I have to stay home. So I took her to the bathroom, come back and sit on the couch. And Miss Mace wasn't sitting there 2 minutes. She went to making the sign. I said, Miss Mace, what you want? So she, I said, you want something to drink? She said, no. You know, shook her head. And then, I understand what she kind of says. I said, I don't know what you want. I said, you just went to the bathroom. I said, do you want to go to the bathroom again? And she told me yes.
Oh, she did?
You know, nodded her head and said yes. Well, I got up and got her to the bathroom again, and she caught hold of that curtain rod and stood still, wouldn't budge. I said, Miss Mace, she don't want to go to the bathroom. She said, no. I said, Miss Mace, please don't do this to me. I said, you know I'm over here working when I should be home, taking care of myself. I said, now my leg is hurting me like mad. I said, now don't do that to me, please. And then she started patting me. Yeah, you know what? You can't get mad with her. I mean, you can't get angry. But I was feeling so bad. I mean, I was really feeling bad that day.
Well, I'm telling you, a leg or back, something like that. Really
now that thing puffed up here again. See that right there?
Bessie, you ought to be sitting down now and hear
that
you.
puffed up on me again. Last night I went home and put in Epsom sauce water. So I told Tom, and I said, well, I want to run up to Aunt Bessie's and see her.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to come home and take care of my leg again. So, I mean, it ain't going to do me no good. Now, if I go back, he's going to bawl me out.
Oh, the doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not off it.
Not off it enough.
Because this is actually almost like a bereavement. It's as though we've lost a member of our family.
Along the west side. Right, brisk.
I found some string beans up the thrashers, but that's a pole bean, you know. They were so nice, and so I got a pound and a half. They're high, too. And so I cooked some for the Smiles. She ain't gonna do just heat them and put sugar in, a little sugar and salt. I can put some salt in. A little salt and butter. That's all she got to do. Let them simmer, you know. I cut them this time across. I didn't shoestring them. I cut them across, you see.
Don't look like string beans when you cut them like that, do they?
No, they don't. Look like peas. And I cut them across this time.
I guess that's how it changed the taste, just cutting them a different way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she just let them simmer on this little butter and little salt. And that's all she got to do. They're already done.
And you found them over Mr. Thrasher's?
Yeah, I found some old Thrasher's. I went over there yesterday. He had a crate. I don't know where he got it from, but he had a crate. Watch your mouth. I'll put you up directly.
To get in on the talk.
Yeah. Well, he better hush.
So he'd come right up here and sit down with us if you'd let him.
Try to get in the door. Yesterday, got on the top step. I guess he'd go on through the house already so he'd get in.
Yeah, you know he would.
Yeah, so he'd get in the house.
If he just house broke, it'd be all right,
he
I guess.
Sure would.
I don't know whether you could house break a goose or not.
I don't know whether you can or not either.
Never saw it tried.
I don't
think you can break.
Well, it's a big day, especially.
Sure is. Gonna have another day for Easter.
Yeah. All over the land.
Yeah. I would love to be in New York and go to the Catholic Church this morning. Oh, it's beautiful. They have it this morning.
All right, Miss.
They have it all over the Easter Village. This Easter Village. And we don't have no colored flowers, and they have all Easter lilies all over the church. And the rain was beautiful, they do all stuff.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes, sir, it certainly is beautiful. I've never been to the cathedral, I don't know. They built that about 5 years ago, I think, or 6. No longer than.
Oh, yes, that big thing.
Yeah, they built that cathedral. Like, where was I working at night when they built that cathedral? I was right there in New York. When they built it. Over there next to the school, things are far from from the school, up on the hill there. From Columbia, it isn't far from Columbia. Well, come on in, come on. Comes right there, and he tried to get to her, get off that. She better get up from there, cause she wants to get up there. He's picking the wires, and she said, "What you doing? I ain't doing nothing to you." He's still picking that wire, trying to get louder.
I never realized the goose was so friendly.
No. Cause some of them ain't. Kind of wild, some of them. But he ain't. The man said that's what they call a California what the? An old man comes and he saw him and said, what they call it? He's from California. Call it some kind of funny name. California.
Wonder where that oven come from.
I don't know. But
she's so different, you know.
Yeah. She was a Florida one, I was.
I think they call her Chinese or Japanese or something like that.
Japanese.
That
the big one.
Mm-hmm.
She got coat of feathers. Crimper, you know, kind of around a neck. All on neck, all the crimper. So I guess you have a telephone.
But he just same sort of goose I've always known. Mm-hmm. Kind of my earliest recollection, goose like him.
I would love to know what cat that other one was. You never see no trace of it.
And I looked. I looked all around, every which way.
Never seen no feathers in the woods or nowhere. But everyone they took and put on her back and carried her off.
Yeah.
That's where a fox do.
Yeah.
Go across her back and go right on with her.
Yeah. Way off.
Mm-hmm.
And they hunt such a wide distance, you know.
Yeah.
Where I looked was might not have even been close to where he went.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got off.
Through Atlanta.
They came down here in about 10 hours. That's quicker than they ever come before.
Oh, 75.
Yeah, and I don't know just where they go through now, Bessie.
Quick trip, baby.
Oh.
Got it so now you can almost go fast as airplane. But I wouldn't want to go that fast. Oh, Lord, if somebody coming into the opening way then you couldn't stop.
Well, it's, you don't have all that stopping and starting.
Oh, no, no.
Traffic lights.
No, that light, you see that. Pick up his clothes, you see, and he might bring it in. Then he can go up there, make it more marine, pick up his clothes.
Yeah.
Will you hush?
He's pretty quiet now.
He was standing out there used to the wall. The wall come in.
Sometimes you don't even see him. But then, when he's a good driver, he's an awesome one video.
Yes, you see him coming in both. I sure you hit the goose.
Why, is that right?
He picked him. And them dogs lay right in the room, not pass by him. Just lay in his sleep, I'll make a note, let him know I'm passing. He just read him, look at him, don't even move. But the wolf walks like that.
Well, if he ever pick it, Napoleon?
Yeah, he gets that for sure. He's teasing him.
Oh.
Because Napoleon, the time he come in the yard, he Napoleon gets after.
Yeah. All you gotta do is just start pushing his hand there.
You better
tell
him,
cause
he go
find
the house.
What did
Buddy
do to him?
Buddy, he's up for Buddy one day, Buddy. Hold him by his neck. He's healthy. He's fancy. There's no food, Buddy. But I hurt you. But I'm going to love you by jumping on you. He get healthy by his neck. He's fancy. Tied to the around the house, he went. I'm busting him up and he won't bother Buddy at all.
Oh.
I said, Buddy, you got him. He said, I got him under my command now. Now they go in there and eat some water and lay down.
Yeah.
And the rest of the police should come back out. Then your head's supposed to be
in. Yeah.
He done trained him there.
Oh, that's the way it is.
Let me put him. Let's go put him up.
So he tells her when he wants her to put her up.
Yes.
Put him up.
She knows what he wants.
And then when he gets tired, he pushes again. And
mm-hmm. When he won't come out, then he starts his fuss again. Yeah.
Up there, but they don't want to hear. Now, he'll
fight. I mean, the more gamblers than that to get you to do it.
Yeah. Now, the geese wouldn't bother the more gamblers. Well, now, let me check. Yeah, he does for the inside. The pin. I told Mr. Smile that was before you go put him up. And when you put him up and you have some water,
yeah.
Go there and lay down in the
rest. Uh-huh.
Is that the way it does?
That's the way they do. That's the way he do. She don't say nothing.
He does talking.
No, he do the talking. Oh.
Okay. Well, he certainly kept it up.
He sure did.
He don't need no watchdog around here.
He
holler
at night just like he do any day.
Do you hear?
Yeah, I hear. Before I go to bed, I would look and see what, if he's making a noise, I would look and see what's out there. Sometimes an old dog come in the yard, you see. He make a noise. Holler at him. Is that Mr. Myers on the hole? No, I think that's
trailer man. Yeah.
That's his wife.
Oh, that's his wife's friend.
Wife's son.
Wife's friend.
Oh. No, that's both two girls. Train your little horse pretty good. She walks just as nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially don't take the studs. You don't like some of them. I mean, not used to somebody riding them. But she don't. We go on, this is nicer.
Come here, Callum. Callum, come here.
Sure, and all gone. Maybe they took them somewhere. I don't know if it's somewhere.
Oh, that missus, sweet little horse, that little bay.
Good morning. What, you losing by yourself?
No.
Old two and gone?
No. Come on in.
She just saved me as old as she.
Mm-hmm.
She just said she'll be 8 in September. Ain't she big?
We can let old get next to her. Net?
Huh?
We can let next to her, Net.
Mm-hmm.
And she almost like a senior to us.
Yes, sir. She's seen it grow.
Birthday
done
today.
Birthday.
Oh, wait, Addy. It quieted down.
She knows what you want.
When I get tired of it, might just put it right in there.
I didn't listen to him so long, then it's
yeah. Yeah, I just put it right in that pen in there. Got plenty of room and they can run from one side to the other.
Oh, I'd love to have some of them up there where I am, you see, but unless you got some place to put them and I'm not there so much, something will get them.
Yeah. When it's nice to stay up there. She had that dog up there, and nothing didn't bother her chicken, you know. Nothing didn't bother the chicken.
Well, them chickens is wild.
Yeah, but nothing didn't bother them, though. Because they roost up in the tree and around. But nothing never did come up there after them.
That's right.
Because they smelled the dog, you see. Animals don't come around where dogs is. They don't bother. I had nice watching them barking out here. So they smell some animal hunger. Poor pet, something coming up, goes up there. They come right up and go right on up that lane. They come down these saliva. And you can see the track where they go up it and you see them come back.
Well, I hadn't thought of that. You think that dog up there, they just vomit, just smell that dog.
Yeah, they smell them. No, yeah, they smell them. They won't come around. They don't bother. You see, they didn't vomit as nice as chickens.
No, but them chickens are so wild.
Yeah, but that's all right. They can catch them. Yes, sir.
The old parson would have gone up that tree after them.
He has gone up there.
He could have had.
Yeah, you see, he didn't go.
Didn't go.
A possum go right up this road. Right, his old track is a big track. Go right on up there. Keep going up the lane. When I have tracked it, see how far he went. He goes up there near to your house. Then he turns off and goes through the field. Yes, sir. A dog will sure keep on reading. And they smell a dog that they ain't coming up there.
Just like you do that. You got rest bags up there, so you can get a cat. Do that smell of that cat, they ain't bothering you.
Well, a fella has promised me a little dog.
He is?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If it come off all right, if this litter comes off all right, I
oh.
think I'll get one.
Well, yeah, you have a dog up there. You see, you find out if you want. Because he'll bark and make noise around there and keep the animal away. That big dog was a man had it been a great thing ought to be around up there, but he would bother the horse. But that dog sure that he would keep him away good.
Oh, this little old big dog.
Mm-hmm. No boxer.
Well, she's big enough to keep back up there.
Yeah, they're not hit that road. Yeah.
Nobody. You see, the young person want to get in the road and gallop down the road, but it's dangerous of a horse getting frightened of the car.
Yeah.
That's not going to be driving across the road. You're going to waste the motor. You're going to make the horse run away from the door.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they do it.
You get that long body horse and you're going home.
Yeah.
You get the horse right, you don't know what to do.
Oh, yeah, they do it. How's she doing?
She's doing very well. She hasn't been too well. But she over there.
Yeah, I kind of see her there.
She hasn't been too well. It's a leg, Bob. And the original. Keep her kind of straight. This Mr. Leroy broke his arm.
Yeah.
So she has to go up there, you know, make up the bed and clean up the dishes and things. Since he broke his arm.
Yeah.
She usually didn't go but 3 days out of a week. But since he broke his arm, she'll play every day.
Yeah.
And see how he's doing it.
Yeah. Now he ought to be over there on the highway, you see.
Mm-hmm. That's where he ought to be.
I don't know. People are getting...
Come to see so long and while where's her out.
Yeah. Some of this pack.
Miss Pat had to wash the dishes if I didn't help her. Miss Pat had to cook dinner. And she just sat around reading papers.
Yeah. She won't even take the children to the fishing or swimming.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to do all that.
That long leg horse right there. That long leg, you know. I sure miss him.
Yeah, he's a beauty.
Ha ha ha.
That's beautiful.
How was my beans?
Oh, they were good.
It was.
Yeah, we eat them yesterday and then eat them again tonight.
Well, they was nice and tender.
I should say they were.
Yeah, they were as tender as they could be.
They were tasty.
Yeah, that's right.
The only objection I could see was there wasn't enough of them.
Wasn't quite enough of them.
Yeah, he used a whole great big old quart jar for them. Well, sure, we got a little shower.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice shower.
We just won't let up, quit.
Yeah.
A little more. You think it might do a little more?
What's that?
Think it might do a little more?
Yeah.
Think it might rain a little more?
I didn't understand.
You think it might rain a little more?
I don't know. I haven't looked out to see the clouds which way they're going.
I didn't believe that. Which way your life won't go?
The clouds. I don't know which way they're going, where they're going this way or going other. I haven't looked at it. You see the moon?
It's out, but I didn't pay attention to it. Well, see, it's just right for a little fire tonight, isn't it?
It is.
It wouldn't be comfortable just sitting here without any.
No, it wouldn't, because it'd be too cool. Tell him to get a little cat that wouldn't stay there. No way, they wouldn't stay there. It's too old. They have to get a young one to, to stay. You tell him to get some Paris green, if he can get it, and put some cornmeal in it, and stir it up, and just put it up around in the pans where the rats can get it, see? And it'll run every rat out of the place. Yes, that's when I ain't got enough. Now, I can't buy the Parrish Green, you see, because they wouldn't sell it to me. But I got the dusting stuff from Adam, that's got Parrish Green in it, see, but the dust, and I just put it in a pan, so in the kitchen there, up over the loft there, and ain't a rat, don't be an old rat. I've been the best of them for 7 or 8 years. Since the rat's been riding.
I never heard of anything like that.
The Parrish Green, because the woman told me to get it. And it will run everywhere, because they don't like that.
And you mix it in with a little meal.
Meal, cornmeal. And just put it up in a pan somewhere. Just ready. It run every rat away out of the house.
Oh, what do you know?
It's better than a cat.
Yeah.
It's better than a cat, I'm telling you the truth, because a cat wouldn't catch them any mice. They would just, the rats smell them, but still, sometimes they would come back, you see.
Yeah.
But they won't come back. Now, ain't a rats out there in that place, I had a pan full sitting in there. And you can't see a rat, can't see a sign of one.
But no. You can buy the Parrish Green.
Well, I don't know what he might buy at the drugstore.
If he's a farmer, he can buy.
Huh?
If he farms, he can buy.
Yeah.
If he's farming, he can buy.
Because I know
that.
I know they you put it in that duster thing, you dust the things with.
Yeah.
But I couldn't buy it, see.
But you get some from Adam.
I got the duster.
Yeah.
The duster. And I got it when he had it up there in the field. I got some little pan and put it in and put it down. And I ain't seen a rat out there in about 8 years.
And it's that same person?
Yes. You can't see a rat around here no more.
Well, that's just like magic.
That's
just magic.
It is.
It sure is.
They don't like it.
Yeah.
See, they won't stand for this big parish green. So, but he might can buy it. I don't know whether he's selling it.
Huh? Is he following it? Well, now, Miss Bessie, where did you find out about that?
This past green?
Yes. Yeah.
A woman told me, lived in, she lived out there. Where that man come from with them, and them clothes? Sarah Pryor told me.
Mm-hmm.
Used to stay up here in Miss Patterson. She used to stay in Miss Patterson, and she moved back to where she come from. And so she told me to get it.
I wonder if Miss Patterson would know about that.
I don't know whether she do or not.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Any good remedy that Miss Patterson has heard of, she remembers it.
She is.
Oh, she just knows them. Yes.
Well,
and she can think of it too, you know. She,
yes.
She don't have to study.
No. Well, this woman told me to get it, and I got it. And it's been, you know, 8 years since Sarah was down here.
It's been long enough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir. Well, Sarah was going to wait for me before I left him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, Sarah told me.
I've been off 18 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sarah told me to get that parish green for the rat. And she said, you'll never be bothered with rats.
You've noticed Miss Patterson up there, Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
She studies that, you know, and she keeps that on her mind.
She sure does.
Yes. And she's likely to have some of it around.
Miss Patterson.
Yeah.
Well, she might.
If she, I mean, you know, these little remedies.
Yes. She might have some. She might have some parish green. But it's the best thing for rats in the world.
And she just don't give the medicine, but she watches what effect it makes.
Yeah.
And sort of studies it,
uh-huh.
See. I bet you she'd be the nurse. I bet you.
Well, you'll have to go to the hospital and get past me.
Huh?
You'll have to go to the hospital and get past me.
You'll
have to go in.
He gets
his
teeth still on there.
Yeah.
Feed stuff.
Oh. So you see, people buy that stuff to dust the back and squash the thing for the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's why I tell you, a farmer, you can get it.
I see.
You'll have to sign for it.
Yeah.
Well, you get
a
pasture and you won't be
bothered
with rats. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But they're sitting around
the
way, they don't like it.
Well, I'm sure glad to know about that. What do you do for roaches? You have just that little
roaches.
Uh-huh.
Well, I just get the what they call a garden in house spray.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
And it'll kill them. I just spray it to the house.
Uh-huh.
And it don't think when you spray it to the house. They'll inhale it, you see,
yeah.
And they come out. You can find them laying on the floor dead.
Yeah. And you don't have to do that very often.
No. Mm-mm.
Well, when you spray around, then you close up and leave yourself?
No, I don't do nothing. I spray it at night. That's where I spray at night.
Oh, I see.
And spraying when they come out, you see.
Yeah.
They get the inhale that stuff, and you can find them laying anywhere.
Well, at night you'd have it closed up.
Yeah, I have it closed up, but it don't hurt you.
Yeah, oh, it don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, a lot of them sprays, like them mosquito sprays and all, that'll, if you breathe that, it'll.
I know.
A lot of times you'll feel stifled.
Yeah.
You sure will. I've done it. I've sort of reel with it sometimes. You get a good whiff.
Yeah, that's right. But you get that house and garden, that's, you don't have to open up no doors and things for it, because I spray just while I go to bed.
Uh-huh.
And spray right in the house.
It smells sweet, too.
Oh.
It don't smell strong.
Yes,
Well, I'm glad to know that. I sure am.
Yeah, you tell him to get that stuff, and he'll I guarantee he won't have no rest. Because you see up there where he stays, they come out the woods, like, you know. And so they're around that old barn he got back there that, you know, they love that. They just accumulate in there.
Yeah.
And so he put some in there and put some in the house. And he'll see he won't have a rat nowhere around.
Well, I sure will pass that on. Yes, sir.
The old barn's about 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The old barn over there is about 60 some odd years old.
Yeah.
Little house and his old.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're both old. I don't know, Miss Bessie, if you wanted to catch these cats, how would you do it?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Miles. I'll tell you the truth, but they're wild. I mean, they run from me, you know. They ain't no tame cats. They come around the house to eat, but they never come. I don't let them in the house, you see. They never been in the house.
But they sat back there on that back porch and sun.
Yeah, I know, but they won't come in the house. I don't know how to catch them.
They do everything but eat out of your hand.
That's right. Yes, sir. But then the dogs run, too, you see. They kind of wild.
Oh.
The dogs run, the geese run, chicken run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of them run. That old yonder catching with him by the tail and pull it, and he go to holler and he tell me he gone.
I'd love to see that.
It tickles me. The old guy, he keep on, old cat set to look at him. Just going up in there.
Side up there,
catch that tail, and we'll pull the old cat, go holler. We're out there, we get loose, he go. When he's catching out, he's kidding, I'm gone.
Yes, I love it. I would love to see that.
But the old mama, do she ain't begging.
Mm-hmm.
But him was.
That's curious. I never have seen one of them take out after you.
Me neither.
I guess they do, but I never seen them.
You don't get them to take out after you.
Well, now these cats of yours, Miss Bessie, they're not the only ones in the neighborhood.
What, the cats?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're mine. Well, they were born around here, but they just don't that kind of wild. They just won't let you catch them. They ain't tame that you can pick them up.
Well, you're not the only one here in the neighborhood that's got cats.
I'm a neighbor. Got cats?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know. Nobody right here got no cats.
Miss Daisy?
She ain't got none.
And
Doris, she got one little black cat. And he's tame. With the children, you know.
Yeah.
And he's Candy's tame. He just follows him like a dog.
Yeah.
He comes up here, and he won't take nothing to do with these old cats here. He'll growl at them.
Oh.
Yeah.
They can just eat him up.
Candy don't bother with him. So the children name him Candy. and he's mixed with an Angoria, you see.
Oh.
He's black, but he's mixed with Angoria. You can tell by his tail. His tail is bushy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he just follows them children just like a dog.
Them Angoria.
They come up here, he comes to.
Seems to me like them Angoria has got a good bit of fight in them.
Yeah. Well, he'll fight. Can he fight?
Yeah.
But he won't fight them children. He'll fight other captives.
Yeah.
He follow them children like a dog. When they start up here, he's right behind them.
Yeah.
When they go, he goes too.
Miss Liza, got any kids?
She got one old cat down there.
Any count?
He ain't wild like this here, yeah. He's tame.
Oh.
She got one, but she had two. And they died, one died.
Yeah. Well, you tell Miss Liza I came to stop yesterday when I saw her out there, but I just couldn't do it that moment.
Well, she understood that you was in a hurry.
I've been putting that off so long over there. And you know, I always figured, you know, if I was to...
Go on, let it be. You feel the heat from the ashes.
Yeah. How long has that been that way?
I made that fire just before it started raining.
That them chunks wasn't too big.
No. I didn't take up the ashes. I thought I really took them up, but I just fixed the fire and let it go on. I'll take the ashes up in the morning. Clean up the hearth. But I didn't bother cooking. Let it stay like it was.
Well, if you took the ashes up, would that be better?
Well, yeah, it's the water heat. You don't want ashes like that, that they don't let the heat come out to hold the heat back. But I take up the ashes and clean the hearth up and treat it up. Well, then if you make a fire, you can hardly stay in there.
Oh. Well, I thought ashes like that would hold the heat. They do hold the heat, don't they?
They hold the heat, but they won't let the heat come out.
Come out. They hold the heat and keep it from burning so fast.
Yeah. No. You see, when it take the ashes up, you get air, and it draws better, you see.
Oh.
Well, you could...
One thing you do is just scoop the ashes out on one side or in the middle of one little place.
Well, I